Yeah, yeah. What up, world? You already know what time it is. It's the After Party Radio Show. It's your man, Fatel, live, locked and loaded. We right here taking
what
over your radios.
What's up? It's your girl, Stephanie Sikal. What is popping?
Steph, you got that red cup in your hand. It look like it's like glued to your palm right now. How long you been having that in your hand right now?
What do you mean?
It look like you've been having that committed to your life for about 2 years right now. That cup look like it has not moved.
But it's a different shot, so give me a break.
I hope so. We out here, man. It's your man, Fatel. We're live on your radios right now. It's the After Party Radio Show. Steph, we got a special show today.
I know.
We got someone in the building right now that is a household name. At least I would think it would be a household name.
Of course. Making history today.
We got my man, Freeway Rick Ross, in the building right now. Freeway Rick, what's happening?
Oh, it's all good. What's up with you?
Thanks for coming by, bro.
Man, glad to be here.
So
glad to have you.
We just got to end this once and for all, bro. I was trying to tell my co-host, I was like, I got the real Rick Ross coming today. And this Rick Ross is not the rapper Rick Ross.
That's what the shirt said.
Yeah, and I was trying to let her know, you know, because she didn't know. But it's okay that she didn't know, but this is like, I'm sure quite a few people out here still in the world.
Set the record straight.
Don't know that you are the real Rick Ross.
Absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely.
But the whole world needs to know it as well.
Well, you know, women don't really keep up with the money thing.
Yeah.
They don't really keep up with the guys that's getting the real money. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
They keep up with the ones who play like they're getting money.
Yeah.
I need you to educate the rest of us, please, because, man.
Well, this is the thing. The real Rick Ross is this man right here. The Rick Ross you guys heard on your records is someone that implemented my man's his whole life, basically, right, into a record.
He think he me.
And made a persona over it.
He
made a whole
me.
Illusion of this is my life when it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. He's living my life, his dream.
And I know the history. I know you went to court, you know, and I know that didn't really pan out properly. But I know they spent a lot of bread at you at court to fight you in court.
They spent like $1.5 million to keep the name, to make sure that the name was held by them instead of by me.
Yeah. And there's nothing really legally you can do, right, at that point. It's just, it is what it is.
No, I think I might change my name.
You might change your name.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be associated
with him no more.
Nah, no.
So because he kind of publicized Rick Ross in the hip hop game, you feel like
he didn't really do that.
Yeah.
Hip hop already knew about
I mean of course.
They was talking about Rick Ross in 91, 92, all the way up, you know. A Mob D, the Alcoholics,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they've
shout
been
to J-Ro, the homie, man, yeah.
They've been talking about Rick Ross for the longest. I mean, we can go all the way back to Master Spade days when he was mentioning me in records. So, no, not that he did that. It's just that I just don't want to be necessarily associated with something so fake and so phony that... And I have to keep answering the question about this
I'm
dude.
Sure. I'm sure you're tired of it.
Like, damn.
I'm sure you're tired of it, especially when it's you. It's like he's the one that should be having to answer that question, right? Like,
but they don't be maxing.
It should be opposite, though, right?
They don't be maxing.
But it should be opposite. He should be getting that pressure like, yo, what's up with you using Rick Ross's name?
Exactly.
Rather than, hey, man, you the rapper Rick Ross. Like, nah, bro. He's me.
The fuck?
Right?
Exactly.
It's opposite. So what happens if you meet him at a local Albertsons or something? Is it beef? Is it on site?
No.
If you see him at a local movie theater or like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods or something?
No, I ain't going to jail.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Not worth it.
I'm having too much fun out here right now.
Yeah. Hey. As you should, bro. Let's get to this next chapter,
speaking
man.
Of, speaking of.
Let's get to this next chapter. So a lot of people are calling you the Prince of Marijuana, man.
Yeah, LA Times said it.
Prince of Marijuana.
LA Times started that.
That's a strong room. That's a strong title, man.
I like it.
So you went from blow to dro.
I like it.
Blow to dro, Rick Ross.
Yes. The marijuana industry is sweet.
So let's talk about that, man. So if you go back in time and you could change everything back when you were doing your thing as a kingpin back in the 80s and you could make it marijuana instead, would you go that route?
Absolutely.
It's way easier, right?
Absolutely.
Just less bullshit,
let's
right?
Probably never would have went to jail.
Facts.
You know, I don't know, you know, just cocaine is just so, it became so hard in the 80s, you know, when blacks and Hispanics started to do it. You know, when I first started, it was more of a white drug. You know, mostly Hollywood, the elites was doing it. But when I got involved and I brought it to the hood and the hood started doing it, the laws changed, the time changed, how much time they was given. So it just totally changed from when I first started.
Well, it's so crazy, man. I'm actually glad to see this transition for you, man. It's beautiful in my opinion, bro, because you took it from what you did with it back in the day, and you've evolved a lot, man. I really respect and admire, bro, how you put that positivity out there, bro, coming from what you came from. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what I found out is that I used to think that cocaine made me. You know, that without cocaine, I couldn't exist. Almost like a dope fiend. And it took a while for me to learn that I had the power inside of myself to do anything that I wanted to do. And all I had to do was put my mind to it.
That's amazing, bro.
That's a true inspiration.
So let's talk about the cannabis. Where is it available? How can people catch up with the Freeway Rick Ross next endeavor with the cannabis business?
Well, right now we sold out.
Oh, hello. I ain't mad at that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? We got shit flying off the shelves out here in these streets, huh? Rick, is that what's happening right now? They going crazy. They get high with the Freeway Rick Mota out here. Loving it.
They went crazy, man. It was like we did a signing over at the Cure Company, and people was coming in buying like 5 bags, 6 bags.
Wow.
One guy tried to come in and buy like $4,000 worth, but they wouldn't let him.
He wanted to buy a whole pound.
He wanted to buy a whole pound.
He wanted the whole thing.
In eights.
Broken down into eights.
Yeah.
He's trying to go out of town with it. He's trying to take that to Oklahoma with it. Get that OT price.
Would you say like the people who followed you like your whole career, would you say like they would follow you as well, like in the cannabis business?
I would say so.
I'm hoping so. I'm opening the door up for more people to get involved with the cannabis industry. You know what Snoop Dogg said? Ain't no fun if the homie can't have
get
none.
If the homies can't have none, it ain't no fun. So you gotta like share. You know, the way I look at it, Rick, you're such a household name to the point where, bro, like especially in the culture where this is dope, and it's gonna transition to success, man. And you started this with $500. I did my research. Is that true? You started the marijuana business endeavor with $500.
They stopped me on the mountain with $105,000 in the car. So, and that was like 6 years ago. So
yeah,
you already know.
So that was a great investment, to say the bare minimum. It was a great investment, right?
Oh man,
best $500 you ever spent.
I guarantee. Well, I wouldn't say that. Because you're not starting the cocaine with only $125. My partner had $125.
So that's what made it pop off.
Yeah. So I know how to take small things and make big things happen. You know, right now in the weed business, so I got 2 brands, L.A. Kingpin and Freeway. Next week, we're going to be doing a signing, too. You know, so anybody that want to come out.
Where's that at?
I think we're going to be doing it over at, what's the name of that dispensary, man? On La Brea and Pico.
Brea and Pico.
I can't think
we gotta look into
right
that.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
Look
yeah,
it
yeah.
up, look it up. Google it.
I got high right now and I forgot where that was at. You know what I'm saying?
What is something that you can tell people, like what is something that like morals or something that can take people to be successful in that industry? What is something?
Well, you know, one of the most important things in life is to treat other people the way you want to be treated. You know, don't mess over people. You know, try to. When I was in prison, you know, I taught myself how to read while I was there, and when I was there, I started doing a lot of self-help books, and one of the things that I found out is that when you treat other people well, it comes back to you.
It does.
And even if that person doesn't give it back to you, somebody
comes in other ways.
Somebody else.
What's it called? A paying it forward, right? You pay it forward, bro. You get that blessing in return.
Yeah. So it's always good, you know, to try to be a good person. You know, try to be good to everybody. I mean, even when I sold cocaine, I treated my customers with respect and dignity. I didn't look at them as if, you know, they was beneath me, because I don't believe nobody is no better than anybody. We all
bleed the same blood, right?
Exactly. And we all should be treated equally. And that's the way I try to do my business. And people love me for it, because a lot of times they can't get that feeling from nobody else, because so often people want to put other people down.
You got
to
preach that realness, man. With someone OG like yourself, you have fundamentals, bro, of respect of how you move. And nowadays, these youngsters don't really do that. I heard you say, even referring to like, oh, nowadays people want to rob the plug. Yeah, like, instead of trying to get with the plug to get the hookup. Now it's like, I'm going to get to the plug to rob him. Like,
yeah, take care.
There's
of
no
plug.
Respect anymore. Like,
the
there's none of that
the
old
plug
school.
Take care of you. You got to take care of him. So,
yeah.
But, you know, a lot of times people are not really into it. So, leave the door open for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I go in, I take care of the plug. Me and the plug take care of each other. And everybody live happily ever after.
So, amen. Do you smoke your own products?
I don't smoke. I eat it.
Oh, you like the edibles?
I like the edibles. You know, the edibles, you know, I like to eat zonked out.
Okay.
Okay, so for non-smoker people like me, what, like...
You need to smoke, right? We gotta upgrade. I'm sorry,
it's
bro.
It's better than that alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big time.
So that's a way to advertise it.
Yeah. It beats that alcohol. Weed every day.
You know what I'm saying? Nate Dogg said it.
I'll try it one day.
I'm gonna get her hit this mota one day. As long as it's some kingpins from you, bro.
I got her. Come on out.
We gotta have you smoking right with the Rick Ross kingpins,
here's the
yo.
The thing, like, I've heard so many stories. Like, oh my god, no! Like, I've tried weed and then I was like gone and like almost like I was puking and I took a shower.
They were smoking some bad weed.
Hey, that was PCP.
Yeah, that was Angel Dust, Holmes.
Yeah, they had.
And then like I've seen a couple of my cousins do it and then they'd be like, oh my god, like you're in hell. Like they'd be tripping balls.
No.
So I'm like,
Somebody sprinkled it on them.
So how do you feel about 2020 so far, man? Being from LA, man, I'm sure you're happy about the Lakers finally going to do something for the city, right?
Yeah.
It looks like Lakers are finally going to do something
after a long time
of just letting us down, man.
Well, you know, you can't win forever. You know, the way their system is set up is kind of like a balancing system, so everybody get a chance.
Everyone takes.
It's the best we've been since Kobe and Shaq, though, man. It's time for us to do something, man.
Well, no, they did good. Remember with Kobe and Lamar Odom.
Yeah, but did they ever get over that hump? Not really.
They won 2 rings.
Oh, after that.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean
Kobe had 5 rings?
That's when they had Fisher and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
And Lamar
it's been either, that's been a minute though, man. It's been a while.
Yeah. You can't win forever.
Yeah, we need that though, man. Especially with the way 2020 went
Look
so
at the
far.
Last time Chicago won a ring.
That's true. I don't see him winning anytime soon either. It don't look very good for Chicago, man. Even Scottie Pippen ain't really messing with the organization right now. I heard he fell back from the Bulls too, man.
Yeah.
So what's up, 2020, man? What's next? Like, I got the cannabis brand.
And I'm ready to get 2020 over, man.
You ready to go to 2021?
She's done, period.
It's been terrible, man.
Period.
With the COVID virus and, you know, all the stuff that's been going on. So many people dying.
Yeah, now the president has it now, man. Trump has.
Well,
he said he's got COVID-19 now.
Well, you know what? He brought it on himself.
He was the main one saying no mask, though. So.
See, if this dude could think a little bit, just a little bit, you know, we had one person over here with it. He could have locked the country down, you know, because they said COVID only lasts 2 to 3 weeks in somebody's system. So had he locked the whole country down as soon as the first person came and told nobody move.
I feel like it was not taken seriously when it should have had since the beginning.
I mean, he still wasn't taking this. He was still doing rallies with no mask.
Yeah.
You know, no social distancing and
you know what? It's all good. We need freeway Rick Ross for president, man, 2020, right?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I don't want that job.
Freeway Rick Ross gonna go for president, man, 2020, right?
I like a lot of jobs, but I don't want that one, man.
Hell to the no.
But would you would leave if you were president, you would legalize the marijuana federally, right?
Done deal, right?
That'd be one of the first things you would do?
I tell banks start taking the money.
Yeah, you think about it, man. How many people have been incarcerated because of this cannabis, bro? And they're still locked up right now. Tax dollars are being spent on it to keep them incarcerated.
Even more than pedophiles.
And now there's people out here that are making a lavish killing living off of the cannabis business legally.
Yeah,
it's like
it's kind of unfair. If you
we gotta let them out. We gotta let them out, right, Rick?
Right now, immediate, forthwith. You know, get them out.
How do we do that?
Well, we got to sign a petition. Well, really, you know, we really, in my personal opinion, we got to redo this whole system. I mean, Trump has delegitimized the system. He showed us that this system was a bunch of bullshit from the beginning. Here you are, you're going to trial, and your jury is saying that they already made their minds up before you ever go to trial. And so many black men and brown men go to prison And the jury's mind was made up before the trial even started. So when you see this kind of stuff taking place, then you can say, you know what, this is all bullshit. And it's been bullshit, you know, where police can choke somebody out and then they say that the cause of death was drugs. Like, you think we didn't see what we saw?
Yeah,
we was looking at the camera, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We saw the guy taking breaths, talking, and then all of a sudden we saw him no longer take his breath when he's telling you he can't breathe. You know, so when you see all this, it just lets you know that the system
has been
great flaws in it.
A lot of corruption, correct?
And then the president can't even denounce white supremacy, you know, like, come on, what the fuck? And y'all gonna vote his ass back in, and you know that he's a racist. So
is Biden a lot better though, honestly, or is it kind of like the lesser of two evils in an opinion?
Yeah, it's a lesser
because there's not really a great choice available for all.
I mean, I would have much rather Cuomo would have ran. You know, Cuomo probably would have did a much better job than Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Or Biden should have picked Cuomo for a vice president. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we know with Trump. Shit is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it can't get no worse than this.
So Freeway Rick Ross is voting Biden.
I'm voting Biden.
You going Biden?
I'm Biden all
the way. Blue.
Vote blue.
Yeah. And not because I like Biden, you know, because I think he's made some messed up policies as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump, he can't tell the truth. He can't remember his last name. I want to see if he can read, because his niece say he can't read.
Yeah. And you might be able to read and write better than him back in the day.
And I ain't mad at you because you can't read.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't read.
Yeah, I remember,
until I was 28. But if you can't, learn how. You know, start doing some work.
Right.
You know, don't lie and say you can and you really can't. So.
And you're a product of that. And you're not ashamed to say it. I used to not be able to read or write.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It don't make you no less of a man because you can't. But you should learn how to. So, you know, when you look at all that, you're like, and it's been one fucked up year, you know, for people, you know. And
for many.
Right now, so many people out of work. And, you know, it's a lot of uncertainties right now.
Can you take, like, a couple of positive outlooks for this year, maybe in your perspective?
Well, for me, it hasn't been bad at all for me this year. You know, I quarantined in February. You know, I've been wearing my mask. So, taking my vitamin D3s and
that's important. People don't know. Ginger or turmeric.
Yep, turmeric. So me and my family, we all been healthy. I did lose about 8 friends to the virus.
Wow.
In other states. But for the most part, I've been good. My business has been thriving. But I'm still sad because I see so many other people hurting.
Right.
So it's not just about me. Mm-hmm. It's about us, because we are all connected.
That's
we're
good
all,
that you think like that, man.
We're all part of each other, and if
domino effect in a way.
Absolutely. And if you don't get well, then you can get me sick. No matter how well I quarantine and take care of myself, that if we all don't take care of ourselves, you know, it only takes one or two people to start what we got now, you mm-hmm. know.
Hey, when's the Rick Ross movie going to be done, bro? Are we good in a Rick Ross movie? They did a Frank Lucas movie, man. Denzel. Like,
I mean, by the time it does come out, probably will change his name. It's going to be another name.
No, we're going to still name it Rick because it's still history.
Right.
You know?
You got to have a Rick Ross movie, man.
It's going to be the guy. I might be the guy who used to be Rick Ross or something. You know?
That'd be like Prince when he changed his name to a symbol. You'd be like
honestly, what? I would love to have that story or watch that story in Netflix, kind of like Narcos.
Yeah.
Narcos,
oh, yeah, Narcos
series.
Yeah.
That shit would blow up.
Well, you know, we've been talking about that, following up on Narcos with my story. You know, they jacked me on TV though already, but Snowfall is
oh wow,
they jacked me with that. But we working on the movie right now. Right now the problem is do we shoot one movie, two movies, or three movies all at the same time?
You have to choose one.
But I don't want to do one. I want to be different. Everybody did.
You want different perspectives.
Well, it's so much to the story that
I feel like you should do documentary, not documentary, like a show.
Like a series.
I want to do a series too. I want to do
the series would be more in detail, and I feel like there's so much stories that you can tell, like more in deep than a movie. Like a movie, it's just like.
Well, that's why we might do three at one time, you know, so you get all three of them and then release one. 30 days, and then 30 days release another one, and 30 days release another one. It ain't been done. They done two before, but not three.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, well, you know what? I'm a special person. So do three.
So who would you specifically choose to be you in the movie? If you had to choose that one actor, anybody available, who would you choose to play Rick Ross in the movie?
Who's calling your name?
You know, we got Kim Harding. She's the casting director. And if I say the name, she's going to be mad at me. I said it before, but I'm going to say it again. What the hell? I like the guy Childish Gambino.
Oh, you would have him play you?
I like him.
He's a great actor, though, man.
But I don't have the final say, so, you know, Kim is the one.
Yeah.
And she's going to be mad because she told me, don't be mentioning his name. Don't mention no names because I don't know who I want yet.
Yeah, but that's what you would choose for yourself.
Yeah.
That's what you would.
I like because he seems so different.
Right.
He would get into the role for show, right?
It seems like he wants to be a different type of dude. And I've always wanted to be different. Like this guy who named himself after me, I could have never done that.
Yeah.
You know, I could never be little somebody, you know, because I always wanted to be big me. Mm-hmm. So for me to be little you, for me, that would be like
what's y'all, if you guys have any personal experience together? When y'all would cross paths in the industry, there was never like a personal, hey, I'm in the same room as this guy?
No, he just read about me.
So y'all never walked in front of each other?
He fell in love with me, you know?
Yeah, he must have, yeah.
Huh.
Anytime I name myself after someone else,
damn, I'll be calling myself Selena Gomez. Fuck it.
You know what I'm saying? Selena.
I love that girl.
Some Selena.
I love her, so.
Bitty bitty bum bum Selena. Some bust some Selena.
Like Selena, you favor Selena too.
Oh,
you
know, really? Oh my God.
She does look kind of like Selena, right?
She does.
But the real Selena.
The real one.
Yeah, not Gomez.
Okay. It's
an outfit.
Okay.
She looked like a highlighter up in here and shit.
Yeah. Sunshine. It's bright in here.
Hey, right?
It is.
Hey, Rick, man, where can they get your merchandise, your book? I know you're an author as well. Where can they catch up with all your content, man?
Oh, they can get. I got some new shirts out too. Y'all okay. Gotta go check my new shirt.
Yeah.
Promo yourself.
FreewayRickyBross.com. Also, I'm gonna have it at the signing next week. I don't know what store it's gonna be in.
It's gonna be everywhere. Hopefully.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be at a store and I want them to come out and see me. And,
okay, we'll insert that on the video. We'll get the address up on the screen for y'all.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah, we can do that.
See,
we got you.
I can't think.
it's those kingpins, y'all.
Donald
it's those Freeway
Trump.
Rick Ross
no,
kingpins.
Donald Trump working on me.
Hey, Rick, before we get out of here, man, we always let some positivity across the airways from our guests, man, especially from someone such as yourself, man. What do you want to tell, in particular, these youngsters out here, man, that look at you like, okay, Rick's the guy, man, especially with your history, your track record. What kind of advice do you want to give to the youth listening, man?
Hey, y'all. You could be anything you want to, but you got to be focused. You got to get your mind on your goals and your ambitions, the things that you want to accomplish in life. There's nothing going to benefit you from gangbanging and killing people. I found out when I was in jail that there's more money in saving lives than taking lives. So become a lifesaver and not a life taker.
Wow.
You guys hear this right here, man? We preaching some messages over here, man. Y'all usually would have to go to Alcoholics Anonymous meetings to get this type of game over here. You have to be up in an AA meeting to get this type of gym and jewel up in here, you know what I'm saying?
$1 billion game.
This is that shit you got to pay for, baby. Pay-per-view.
You want to get rich? You want to be rich?
You want to be rich?
You know what Rick James saying? I'm rich, bitch.
I'm rich, bitch. Rick Ross in the building. Rick, where can they follow you on social media, man?
Man, my Twitter and my Facebook got hacked, so I only got Instagram right now.
Oh, how'd that happen?
I don't know why. As soon as I got up to 360,000, they hit me up.
I hope
they don't do me like that on Instagram. I'm at 214 right now.
Yo, I hope you and your computer get a virus.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And they hit my Cash App too.
Oh no! That was someone you know, bro. That was an inside job. That was an inside job. That was someone that had access to your phone at one point in life. Yeah. You better watch these breezies out here, man. They be the ones that set you up. You know what I'm saying? You better watch that chick. She got a wire on her. Put that phone past her chest one time. See what happened.
Probably with the bunk ass manager.
My God.
Shouts out to y'all, you bunk ass, pretendo ass managers trying to be promoters out here in these streets.
Don't do your job. When you get fired, you mad.
Your mama won't even come to your venue, player.
Jesus Christ.
Hello. On your birthday. Hey, we're out of here, man. It's
y'all
after
check
party.
Out that Freeway, that LA Kingpin. Go get it.
Go get that Kingpin mask. After Party Radio Show. Frenzy broadcasting.
After Party.
Turn up your radios. We'll be right back. Freeway Rick Ross. Let's go.
Let's go.
Dope. That was dope. Thank you.